Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fox FM Mornings with Avery and Reader. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
Now, it's been about a month or so since I ended up covering here in the morning, and I gotta say, it's kind of nice now that I came without wearing anything to keep me warm on the way.
No
the
jacket.
Sun was out. Whoa, that's weird. At like 5 a.m.?
Makes it a little easier rolling out of bed when there's daylight.
Oh, 100%. I'm a total natural sunlight guy. Like my window, my curtain has to be open all the time.
Yeah.
Because if I can absorb as much sunlight as possible, I totally can. So yeah, it was kind of refreshing coming into work this morning, super early, the sun is out, and again, like that warmness, it's so nice. And if we had that all the time, I would be a total morning person. Not sleeping in, I don't think so.
You know what? Take it from someone who's been doing the early mornings for a while. You can still sneak in a sleep in once in a while. I just do it weekends now.
Avery is reminding you, if it doesn't work, the unplug and plug it back in trick always fixes it.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Fun event is happening later tonight. It's Lobster Fest. It's coming back again this year, starting at its regular time period, right?
Yes, it's back tonight, of course, as part of the 75th anniversary edition of the Yorkton Film Festival, which got underway last night with a screening down at the Painted Hat Casino, and we welcome everyone to town who is here for the weekend's events.
Yeah, it's like one of the longest, I believe it's one of the longest film festivals in Canada.
Indeed, North America.
And that is absolutely insane to think about. So yeah, it's great to have people here checking out the film festival, and of course, the Lobster Fest is part of it. I am going again tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. Last year was the first time I ever went to it, and it was pretty fun. You and I went, and it's pretty much the same thing. JJ Voss is coming again, playing some great music.
Yeah.
You said that skeet shooting is kind of coming back.
It's back again, as I understand it, this year, so that will be fun.
Do you use a real gun? I've never skeet shot before.
Yeah, you get to use the shotgun, and they fire out the like targets, the clay pigeons, and
oh man, whoosh, that is cool.
Fire out and try and see how accurate you can be.
I'm not gonna lie, I would like to try that out. I have never skeet shooted before.
No.
And I think it would be fun to just try to get some clay targets out in the sky. I'm a little bit terrified if I'm gonna miss or just screw up, but I think I'm gonna get it right. So yeah, everybody's going. I decided to go for the steak again.
Excellent.
Tonight, because I am a beef boy.
Well, it's gonna be a great meal. It always is, and the entertainment's gonna be fun, and it's just gonna be a great night for everybody to get together and have some fun.
Absolutely. A nice warm day. If you got your tickets, you know, it's going to be honestly fantastic. I mean, Yorkton Wildlife Federation Clubhouse in York Lake. Come down. 5:30 is when it starts.
And don't forget, all weekend long, there's going to be screenings that you can go and check out for the film festival happening at the Gallagher Center. There's going to be some screenings, I believe, at the Tower Theater as well. And, of course, the whole thing culminates with the Golden Chief Awards Gala coming up tomorrow night at the Gallagher Center.
So go and check it out if you have not done so yet.
When Reader visits his family farm, he likes to give names to the cattle. Names like T-Bone, Sirloin, and Mr. Brisket.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I'm finally being useful, Reader.
Yeah?
So, I, you know, it's always good to learn some skills and whatnot, become like, you know, whatever type of home skills. I am having mine getting put to the use, maybe.
Well, that's good. Never stop learning.
Exactly. So one of our news guy, Matt, came up to me the other day, right? And he's like, I've been having car issues. And yeah, he was telling me one of the bolts that holds like your car lug nuts in.
Okay.
It sheared off a little bit. He's like, do you know how to replace those? I'm like, I probably can. I have the tools. I have the knowledge. So I think I might be meeting up with him sometime, maybe this weekend or something like that, to help him out. I'm just thinking, wow, I'm actually my home learned skills are becoming useful.
So either his tire will be fixed or it will fall off as he's driving down the road somewhere.
Yes, and we want Matt alive.
Yes, we do.
We want his car to not break down on the middle of the highway or on his way to work. So I'm going to help a buddy out.
Nice.
And I just think it's cool. And I think that's what an important thing about learning stuff is that you can help others when you need to, right?
And to remember, you never know everything.
Yes, that's the thing. YouTube and Google, your best friends. Otherwise, this radio host can give you really horrible advice. Maybe some of it might be good, but you know.
We can't get cocky. We can always learn, and just keep in mind, as much as we may think we know everything, we never do.
Reader and Avery can't wait to break out the shorts and see who has the whitest legs in town.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
On the phone with us from Thirsty Dogs Liquor in Priestville, we have Garth Harris. How are you doing today, Garth?
I'm doing excellent. How are you guys?
We are doing pretty well, and there's always a lot going on at Thirsty Dogs, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And the highlight this year is, or right now with the nice weather out, is our ice cream cakes that are made in-house with our famous soft ice cream.
Ooh, that sounds so good. I could eat some of that for breakfast right now.
Now, they seem to be quite the hit this year.
And that's what you said. It's homemade ones. It's got that extra, you know, made right there touch.
Pizzazz. Yes, it does. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. And Garth, I know that Thirsty Dogs Liquor Priestville, one of our partners for our Sip and Sizzle contest. In fact, Thirsty Dogs is part of our package, is giving away some drinks to people. So people can come into Thirsty Dogs, get themselves entered in into a little ballot. And we're drawing some qualifiers today. And you're going to be drawing one for us today.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Okay. And Melissa Wardle from Priestville.
Congrats, Melissa. You are entered in to have a shot at that fantastic prize package.
Garth, thank you so much for joining us on the phone.
Okay, thank you.
Reader and Avery can't wait to cheer on the green and white. Their face paint is in mid-season form.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Well, that's Liam Gallagher, Everything's Electric. And I know you're a big fan of Liam and Oasis. And his newest album just dropped today.
Come On, You Know. Yes, his brand new album out today. So I know what I'm going to be doing when I get home from work today.
You're going to be taking a listen to that.
Yep.
So you still haven't heard it yet, hey?
I've heard a couple of songs from it, but I haven't heard the whole album yet.
Well, it's going to be good because that song, banger. Liam Gallagher in general, bangers.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go wrong with the Gallagher brothers.
Never boring.
No.
Avery may seem like a girl's name,
but if you tell that to him, he'll direct you straight to Google.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
As we kind of talked about it earlier this morning, last night we kicked off the Yorkton Film Festival celebrating its 75th anniversary.
Yes, and of course the first screening last night at the Painted Hand Casino, and the events continue today. There's more screenings and more stuff to check out.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Basically, there's a bunch of free screenings that you can go to at the Gallagher Center. They start at 9 o'clock this morning, so you can go and check it out. They run later up into the afternoon. Plus, there's also a few other stuff that's going on. So you can go to the Tower Theater, and there's also a movie there, and others as well.
Yes, and of course, the big event tonight, Lobster Fest, to kind of cap off tonight's or today's activities at the festival. So,
yeah,
lots to check out and enjoy.
Absolutely. Have you ever been? This is the first time that the film festival was available since I got here, because unfortunately, it has not been available the past 2 years. Have you ever been to the film festival before?
I've gone and checked out a couple of screenings over the years, and yeah, it's pretty neat to go and check out films that maybe you wouldn't necessarily see. It's not like the big budget Hollywood blockbusters necessarily, but there are some really cool films and interesting subjects and neat stuff to check out.
There's a reason why film festivals are pretty popular. Like TIFF is a big one, right? It's all these independent directors that make these kind of movies, and then they present them to these festivals. When I was in Whitehorse, there was a film festival there, and that was the first time I ever attended one.
Yeah,
and they're actually quite fun. I went to a screening, and what was awesome is In a lot of film festival screenings, like the director and the creator of the movie are there. Sometimes they do a Q&A, and it's just really, really cool that you get to speak with the creators of that movie.
Yeah, you get to pick their brains and, you know, get a better idea of the creative process and how they put things together and where the ideas come from. So it's really an interesting thing. And, the great thing about it is an opportunity for filmmakers to network and maybe look at their future projects down the line. Or maybe, you know, young aspiring filmmakers, maybe there's students that are thinking, maybe this is something I want to look into after graduation, and maybe they want to go to film school or something and just get a better idea of what happens in the film industry. This is a great opportunity to meet some of these folks and talk about that kind of stuff.
Exactly. So if you've never been to a film festival before, definitely check out this one. If you want all the information, you can simply just go to yorktonfilm.com.
Yeah.
They have the full schedule there. Check it out. Go to some of the screenings and enjoy yourself this weekend.
Avery and Reader would love to be in a real Star Wars movie. They have to settle for toy lightsabers.
Wow. What do you know?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
You might already have heard the news yesterday if you're a big hockey fan when it comes to the World Championships.
Yes, Canada off to tomorrow's semifinals. It was a rough start for Canada. They were down 3-0.
Yeah.
3-0 to Sweden before roaring back, and then Drake Batherson scored the game winner in overtime to lift Canada to the 4-3 win. And Canada off to the semifinals tomorrow against Czechia.
Yeah, which is really awesome. It was funny. This happened yesterday morning. I just went to our staff lunch to grab some coffee, and Avery was there just eating lunch, and we do have like a TV there usually with sports going on, and all of a sudden as I'm pouring coffee, he's like, holy crap, they scored. Like, what's going on? It's like, Canada just won. I'm like, oh my god. I didn't even realize it. So it was pretty cool to just see that happen right then and there.
Oh,
and
for sure.
Yeah, we're just moving up, and honestly, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and of course some local flavor on that team. Melville's Damon Severson, Morgan Geeky of Strathclair, and Elkhorn's Travis Sanheim, all members of Team Canada. So go Canada, go.
That's amazing. Absolutely wonderful.
Don't count on Avery to do the dishes every day. He always waits until the sink is right full.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
One thing I'm very much excited for, I keep talking it up because I want everybody to know about this. Rhythm and Ribs is coming up again this year. Finally, it's back. And I am so excited. You know, it's been 6 years since I've been to any sort of rib festival.
Really?
6 years.
How have you gone that long without just filling yourself with all kinds of smoked and grilled meats?
It's a shame, unfortunately, that Yukon does not have any sort of a rib fest going on, and we haven't had it here in the past 2 years, so I've been missing out for quite a long time.
Well, that's a shame. You're just going to have to make up for lost time.
I'm a big fan of it. Look, music, beverages, and a ton of barbecue food.
Oh, yeah.
I barbecue chicken, pulled pork, ribs, brisket.
Oh my goodness. Those are like the food groups right there.
It's like the four main things that I would love.
Forget the old Canada food guide. Those are your food groups. Chicken, beef, pork.
Everything. Onion rings. I'm excited. Avery and I, we're gonna be on location as well.
That's right.
I'm gonna be there on the 25th on the Saturday. Avery's gonna be on the Friday the 24th. Mm-hmm. It's coming up, man. It's a month from now.
I know.
A month from now. I better see you there with me.
I'm gonna be there.
Ribs.
Believe me, I am gonna be partaking in the meats.
I will be the number one customer of the Rib Fest. So if you have not been to a Rib Fest, well, you're missing out. Come this year. Come say hi to us. Come eat food. Listen to music.
Have a good time.
Yeah, it's like one of the best summer events that you could probably attend, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So, again, June 24th, 25th, that whole weekend there.
Fox FM's Avery and Reader both grew up on the farm, have three brothers, and drive the same car. They are either long-lost twins, or Craig needs to do some explaining.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
With the temperatures expecting to reach a high of 22 degrees, is that shorts temperature for you, Reader?
I probably will break them out, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it's... I'm not going to lie, like, I know there's a lot of people that wear shorts at 15 degrees outside. It has to be, and for me, like 28 to 30. That's the temperature. Not really. I don't know what it is, but my legs feel really cold if it's like 20 degrees out and I wear shorts.
Once we're into the 20s, I'm okay with wearing the shorts.
Yeah, I think once we get closer to that mid 20 region, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm so ready to break out those shorts, man. I want my legs exposed. They're so pale underneath. They need to tan with the rest of my arms, you know? I've been getting that trucker's tan because my one arm is hanging outside that window in my car.
Well, I tell you, you know, my arms and everything will get very tan quite often if I spend a lot of time outside. My face, my arms and that. My legs, I swear, I could set them on fire and they would not get any color. My legs seem to somehow stay really white as opposed to the rest of me.
Even if they're exposed in the sun.
Yeah, I never seem to get much of a tan on my legs.
That's a shame. You know what you need to do? Just a ton of tanning oil.
I don't know.
Just rub it all over your legs. They'll be glistening. They'll be nice and tan.
They already kind of glisten already because I don't have very hairy legs, so they're pretty shiny and white.
They reflect all that sunlight. Yeah. Yes.
Your car making weird noises? Just turn up more mornings on Fox FM to tune it out.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
As we are in the last few days of May, we are still giving away a basket a day for the rest of May.
Yeah, maybe you want to spruce up your home, add a little bit of greenery. We want to get you entered in to have a chance to win yourself a hanging basket from Young's Plant World. All you got to do, text in today's keyword, plant, along with your name to 306-783-3699, and you'll be entered in to win.
Yeah, you want that plant? Text the word plant and then your name. Yeah, and that's all you gotta do. Maybe be lucky and win that hanging basket.
Yeah, make sure you stop by Young's Plant World this spring for all your planting needs. If you're looking to get the garden going or maybe add some beautiful color with a flower garden or whatever you want to do in your home.
Summer is here. Yeah. Get yourself a hanging basket. And then, of course, everything else as we finally start to approach summer next month.
For Avery and Reader, the next few months mean it'll be nothing but barbecue, ice cream, and fair food. Woohoo!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.